Cecil, did you hear what Uncle Thomas just said?
I'm not deaf.
He said that when he was a boy, he started out to be a bricklayer.
Well, that's all right with me.
Oh, Cecil, haven't you any imagination?
Well, it's all right. He could have been. I used to want to be a traffic cop, if you can imagine anything worse.
Oh, no, not that. Don't you see? Uncle Thomas started out to be a bricklayer. What does that mean?
It means that you can never judge a person by what they start out to do. He owns a music store now.
Cecil, I would hate to be as dumb as you are.
Don't worry. You are.
Listen. Your aunt thought that she was in love with a bricklayer when she was a girl.
You're telling me. I know it. He was working for her father 1,000 years ago.
And listen. Uncle Thomas, when he was a boy, worked for a while as a bricklayer, see?
Sure. I just heard him. What of it? It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, it's not that, Cecil. It's something bigger.
My great-great-grandfather owned a livery stable.
Cecil, don't you understand? Haven't you ever heard, you know, it's a small world?
No, is it? I haven't traveled much.
I'll just bet a nickel that Uncle Thomas and the boy whose picture your aunt has are the same.
Oh, rats. Why, of course not. Why should it be?
Cecil, I'll just bet there's a picture just like the one your aunt has somewhere in this house.
Well, tomorrow you can get out your Ouija board and ask the spirit.
I'm going to find out tonight. Oh, goodness, I'm so excited.
Oh, now, Sally, what are you going to do? You're going to get us both in trouble.
Cecil, I'm going to start a beautiful romance.
Oh, gosh, and I have to help you.
Well, you don't have to if you don't want to.
Oh, you won't get sore if I let you go after this by yourself.
Well, no.
Oh, then it's all right, huh?
Yes, it's all right, but I won't ever speak to you again.
Oh, all right, Miss Beatrice Fairfax. What do I have to do?
Well, first, I think we ought to see if we can find a picture of Uncle Thomas when he was young.
What jail do we go to first?
Now, Cecil, don't be horrid.
Well, where do we look first, then?
Well, let's see now. Uncle Thomas keeps all his old papers and insurance and things like that in his desk over there.
I thought you told me once that no one ever touched that desk.
Well, it's locked, but the key is right here. See, here it is.
Hey, Sally, you better not go poking in your uncle's papers in his desk. Now, he won't like it. Now, I'm warning you.
Oh, Cecil, no one will know. And besides, it's for a good cause.
Yeah. What if he comes in and sees you?
He won't. You put the car up and then go up the back way. Come on.
Well, I don't want to, but all right. You going to open the drawers?
Yes. Here. Here, now, see? Oh, goodness. Look at all the papers.
I'll bet we don't find any pictures with whiskers.
Let's see now. Here, you take some of these and look through them, Cecil.
All right. Golly, I shouldn't do this, Sally.
Cecil, what is a beneficiary?
I don't know why.
Well, that's what I am.
How do you know?
It says so right here on this paper.
Let me see.
Right here, see? It says, my beneficiary is my niece, Sally Smith.
Oh, I know. That's insurance paper. Pass it up. It's bad luck.
Well, go ahead now. You look through those other desk drawers.
Golly, what a lot of junk. Hey, I found some pictures.
Oh, goody. Let me see. Oh, it must be him.
No. It's just some pictures of horses. False alarm.
Oh, I thought you had something.
What's he doing with pictures of horses in his desk, huh?
Oh, my grandfather has a place in the country. There's some of his horses. Keep on looking.
I hope I don't find any pictures of snakes.
Oh, Cecil, here's some poetry. Goodness, it looks old.
We're not looking for poetry.
Oh, lady of the golden hair, I never knew that one so fair could be a joy and a despair. Lady of the golden hair.
What'd you say?
Cecil, this is in Uncle Thomas's handwriting. Oh, goodness, it must be years and years old.
Read it again. I didn't hear you.
I'll read the second verse. It's called, To My Lady Fair. It says, Oh, lady of the golden hair, if I but dared to touch your hair, that is so fair. Oh, goodness. Imagine, Cecil. Imagine Uncle Thomas wrote that years ago.
Well, I'll bet he was a better bricklayer. That's pretty punk. I could do better.
Oh, goodness. I'm learning so much. Uncle Thomas always keeps things a secret. Did you find anything yet?
Nothing except a bill here that says, please remit.
Well, don't notice it, Cecil. We want a picture of a young man with a mustache.
Hey, Sally, I don't think we ought to go in your uncle's private papers. We're liable to find out something that we don't want to.
Now, Cecil, I'm doing this. This is my house now. It's all right.
Oh, all right, but I don't feel so hot. Have you found anything?
Here are some deeds. What's the deed, Cecil?
It's something that a Boy Scout does. Is that all?
Oh, Cecil, look what I found. A bond. Look.
A bond? Golly. Gee, it says $200. Hey, let me hold it. I've never had $200 in my hand. Gosh, I wonder if it's any good.
Oh, here, I better put it back. After we finish here, we'll go down in the basement and go through some trunks.
Not tonight. I've had about enough of this already.
Goodness, there's a lot of legal things here.
Hey, here's something funny. And a picture of your uncle, too.
Where? Oh, Cecil, let's see. Oh, that's a passport. Uncle Thomas had that taken when he was thinking about going to Europe.
It's a bum picture. He looks like a crook.
Oh, Cecil, I know. Let's get some ink and draw a mustache on here and see if it looks anything like the one your aunt has.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, and what will he say when he sees ink on it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, here, put it back. Oh, dear, I know there must be some real old pictures in here someplace.
Oh, here. I'm through. I feel like a crook or a burglar. Take them. Hey, Sally, what's that? Uh-oh.
Well, are you two still here? I thought that... Why, Sally, what's the meaning of this?
Oh, hello, Mr. Smith. I was just going.
Hello, Uncle Thomas. Oh, dear.
Well, what are you both doing going through my desk? Sally, what's the meaning of this?
Now, Uncle Thomas, there's nothing to get excited over.
All right.
Oh, it's simple, Mr. Smith. Sally can explain.
All right, Sally. Now, what's the explanation of this? Come.
Well, we were looking for something.
Well, what were you looking for that would be in my desk?
Let's see now. Uncle Thomas, we were looking for a mouse. There was a mouse in here, and we thought we heard it in the desk. That's it. You bet me a quarter that I couldn't catch that mouse that's in the house, and I was just trying to do it. Wasn't I, Cecil? Of course I was.